Recording in progress.
The Yao Show in progress for a Friday. Woo!
Woo!
I'm holding Zoe up from another fancy lunch at her office. I'm feeling really bad about it too. Not.
Yeah.
And I'm going to talk and 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 talk. So you can't get back to work.
I could just log off. That's
I wouldn't put it past you.
Always a possibility for me.
I wouldn't put it past you. Coming up, you're going to run down some cool things going on in the city. Of course, Tulip Festival kicks off this weekend, but you've got more than just that. We're going to check in with Keith Whittier as well, our resident movie reviewer from Ottawa Life Magazine. He's got a couple of things for us to take in. We got our news nuggets this week. I'm going to run down what you're watching on TV. Besides the Leafs, I mean, who forced a game seven. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, that's which I crazy. Saw a TikTok where I guess the girlfriend of a huge Maple Leafs fan, he asked her to do a spell. I guess she might be a Wiccan of some sort okay. of spell to help the Leafs win their last game. So
it's her fault.
No, they won. So
that's why I'm saying it's her fault.
Oh, you're going for Boston. I see. Well, I'm happy
Zoe,
for the Leafs. I hope they take it.
I cheer for Ottawa and anybody who's playing against the Leafs.
Okay, well, we just lost that fan base.
Well,
great.
Yeah, of course, I can't admit that on half the shows I do because they're all based in the GTA, but anyway. Also, today is, you know how every day on the calendar is like some crazy zany, you know, well, today's paranormal day, and on my Facebook, I asked people if they have ever had a paranormal experience. Oh boy, some of the responses.
Ooh.
We'll get to that and more. It's Yao, your Ottawa webcast with Zoe and the Milkman.
Hi, I'm Finn, and you're listening to Finn's Friday Forecast. Yes, we just reached the 20 degrees. It is officially a warm day. Lots of sun mixed with some clouds. Still a stiff wind from the east, though. Tonight's low is 12 degrees, but this high temperature comes at a cost. Just after midnight, showers develop, and in most parts of the Ontario Valley, a 70% chance of rain all Saturday. Just around noon, a period with little sun. The high on Saturday is 19. The low is 13. Early evening, the showers will disappear, to return very early Sunday morning and stay with us all day. Sunday, a high of 16 and a low of 10 degrees. Unfortunately, the next week will be a mix of rain, clouds, and sun. From the unceded territory of the Algonquin Nation in Kempville, Ontario, this was your BTR Weatherman Finn, voted Ottawa's best podcaster of 2024, only on blasttheradio.com. Catch me again on Monday for Finn's Forecast. Back to Zoe and the Milkman. See ya!
We've got the brilliant Keith Whittier here from Ottawa Life Magazine to give us everything you need to be adding to your watch list this coming weekend.
We are going to start with a movie called Challengers. This is from the filmmaker Luca Guadagnino, and of course, who made the film Call Me By Your Name several years ago that sent Timothée Chalamet's career into the stratosphere. It stars Zendaya, and she is at the heart of a love triangle. Basically, we meet her as she's a teen tennis pro. And there's a couple of men on the tennis circuit who are both crushing on her, and she dates them both separately at different times in her life. The movie is basically set in present day as these two former best friends are getting ready to face off in this big tennis match, but it takes us back into time to see what their friendship was and how they came to be no longer friends. It's a pretty strong movie, and another movie that exemplifies why Zendaya is one of those actresses that everybody seems to be talking about. This is a very entertaining movie. It's different than what we've seen before. I have no problem recommending Challengers, which is playing in theaters right now.
I know you come with more than just one to add to our watch list. So what do we got going on for the second one?
Yeah, we've got a very interesting Canadian film called The King Tide. It's set in an idyllic island village. Think like Newfoundland, that type of place. And basically, we've got these people that are living there, and they come across this baby that washes ashore. Yes, that washes ashore. And wouldn't you know, this baby has the power to heal people. So if you're sick, if you've got a cold, if you've got a cut, you go near this child, and all of a sudden, you're healed. 10 years later, the kid is still doing this, but a tragedy happens on the island where the powers have now gone away. The parents want the kid to focus on being a kid, but everybody else is like, no, we need Isla to heal, which then goes into this power struggle, which goes into an extremely dark place, and which makes the film even more entertaining. This is an interesting film. I would say you could probably wait for it to be on Crave in a couple of weeks, which Crave is one of the sponsors of this film. But in terms of a Canadian film, let's be clear. This is very different than what we're used to seeing in terms of a lot of films being very happy, being very sweet. There's a dark element to this movie, which I really did appreciate. But at the same token, I can't say that it's probably the most profound movie that I've seen this year, but it's still an interesting one to keep an eye open for when it hits the streaming service in a couple of weeks. And that is The King Tide.
Keith Whittier, Ottawa Life Magazine. His reviews are always available on his website, wittywhittier.com. What to do for a weekend in the nation's capital? I know someone who knows exactly what you can get into. That would be one Zoe Thorne.
Yes, well, there's always tons of stuff to do in this fantastic city, but I only get a few minutes to tell you some of the things that stood out to me for this coming weekend.
Highlights.
Tonight, the creative and innovative art show Fiber Fling 2024 Out of the Box is on today and tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. You won't want to miss these incredible works of fiber and mixed medium at the Kitchissippi United Church at 630 Island Park Drive.
Sounds cool.
Tomorrow, it's free comic book day. Woo! Head out to the local participating comic book stores to get your hands on some free reading material. Go to freecomicbookday.com, put in your postal code, and see all the participating stores near you.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and hopefully some people go and spend a bit more money on some other cool things because, you know, as we all know, bookstores need that local assistance people. So, yeah. On Sunday, Dinosaur World Live will be coming to the Algonquin College Commons Theater. Your dino-loving child will be immersed in the interactive show. There are two shows on Sunday, one at 2 p.m. and one at 6 p.m.
So like Barney?
No, like dinosaurs, like rawr, rawr, like you. Tyrannosaurs Rexes.
Oh,
no.
The little arm ones.
I got a big head and little arms.
I got it. All right. Not Barney. Okay.
Not Barney, but probably something a whole lot cooler. I wish I was a kid again so I could go see it. Of course, we always got live music, and my goodness, Milky, it's concert season. It's started. Like, yay! Tours are happening. We've got tonight the man, the country legend, Tim McGraw here at... Yeah, of course, the Canadian Tire Center starting at 7 p.m. tonight. Oh,
of course. We got to tie in our buddy, Taylor Swift, her first song, Tim McGraw. He helped launch our friend Taylor Swift's career.
Yeah, yep, exactly. So if you're a Swiftie or you just have a grudge, head out to the Canadian Tire Center tonight. The tickets are a broad range of prices, but some are actually pretty reasonable.
Anything to get her in the show description, which just helps our numbers.
Just telling them that.
What else you got?
Tomorrow, we've got hip-hop legend Ice Cube. He will be at TD Place starting at 7:30 p.m. And also, Canadian pop group Walk Off the Earth will be at the National Arts Center. The show will start at 8 p.m. as well tomorrow.
Like, they are so creative.
Oh, I know, but I'm just like, Tim McGraw, Ice Cube, Walk Off the Earth. I'm like, oh my goodness, like whiplash from all these fantastic shows coming through our city.
I like that.
So on Sunday, live on Elgin, we'll have Esotropia. I'm probably not saying that right. I did look up the pronunciation.
Yeah, that's a mouthful. Okay.
Yeah. The show will be happening with a bunch of local Ottawa artists. Lona Stranan and Salwa will be opening and headlining Ottawa's own Bungleberry, bringing their post-math rock, psych, punk, noise, gays, alternative music, one would say, to the stage at 7 p.m.
Live on Elgin, keeping it simple for us broadcasters, huh? Thanks, Live on Elgin.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
There you go. A few things for you to get into and take in this weekend in your nation's capital. This is Yao, your Ottawa webcast.
This is your Empowerment Coach Susie with today's Empowerment Moment. How often do you celebrate progress? Make it a regular habit to recognize and celebrate your achievements. Acknowledging your progress keeps you motivated to keep going and reinforces a positive self-view. In fact, this practice builds a strong foundation of confidence as you continually remind yourself of your accomplishments and lessons learned. Find more daily tips online. Look for Power Coach Susie on all social media platforms.
Have you ever had a paranormal encounter, Zoe?
I think I have, and just as recently as this year. Mr. Handsome thinks I'm just forgetful, though.
Okay.
But before my roommate moved in, just over a year ago now, I was living in my place by myself. It's a century home. I'm assuming in a century, there might have been a death or two in and around or, you know, at the home. I don't know. I've never asked. I don't really want to know, to be honest. But there's 3 days in a row during 1 week where random lights were left on in the house. But I know I didn't leave them on. I went to bed and was like, all the lights are off in the house. And I would wake up and randomly a light would be on somewhere in the house. And I'm like,
crazy.
What? Yeah. And I'm like, I know I turned this off last night, but Mr. Handsome was like, you're just forgetful. You think you turned it off. You didn't. And I'm like, but there'd be no reason for me to leave that light on. Like, I don't understand. So yeah, I still believe it's paranormal. He thinks I'm crazy.
The house I grew up in, I would have trouble sleeping some nights and I would hear a sweeping noise. And I always thought it was my grandfather sweeping. It was explained to me years later by someone who's very tapped into this kind of stuff that it was my grandfather, but it was his slippers. We would also have things happen like we had an access panel to the attic. We never went in the attic. There's no reason to go in the attic. It was nothing more than insulation. But every now and then, mysteriously, that panel would be missing. Up and halfway across the attic, dad would have to crawl up and get it. And mom and dad always said they could feel a presence in that house. They hated that house. I'd love to have a conversation with the people who live there now and see if they experience the same thing. But we put it to the listener. Have you ever had a paranormal experience? Here's what some of our listeners have shared with us. Juanita says her uncle was sick. There was a light that went out one night. And as it did, her mom said, goodbye, Bill. When she said goodbye, Bill, the light went right back on again at the very moment he passed. Goodness. Cheryl says a couple of years ago, a woman came into her shop. She was telling Cheryl that her mom had always said she would attach herself to her when she went to the afterlife. Well, during the conversation, Cheryl's phone, which was sitting on the counter about 2 feet away, randomly flew off. And that's when Cheryl's customer realized, there's mom. She has officially attached herself to me right there before Cheryl's very eyes. Oh my goodness.
I literally have so many goosebumps. What's like the French way of saying goosebumps? Like free zones?
Sure. Les goosebumps. Trevor, thank you for sharing. He says he woke up and his dad's father was sitting on his bed. He'd been dead for a couple of decades.
Oh, I've heard of a few people having that happen to them. Yeah.
Jessica says, one time I was eating supper, trying to watch something on TV. My remote would not work, and then my phone rang. One ring. Did not have time to answer it. The number that came up was from Missouri. When my dad passed away, guess where he was living? Missouri.
Oh, my. Ooh,
paranormal day today. Have you ever had a paranormal experience? Our audience is sharing. Andrea says, I've had visits from my dogs who have passed. I believe that.
That'd be awesome.
I've always believed that I see my old dog Seamus in here every now and then. And in fact, I maintain that he and my current dog Kelty are like best friends. They get along great.
Aww.
Brings you comfort knowing that. Janet has had a similar experience. She hears footsteps in her house during the night and the dogs hear it too. Freaks the dogs right out. And whenever she washes her litter box in the bathroom, the litter box goes flying down the hall all on its own. Paranormal day today. A couple more. Lynn says, playing Ouija board. See, I can't.
No. If you don't know what you're doing, don't touch those things, all right?
You're setting yourself up. Exactly.
I'm never going to say it again. Don't you touch them if you don't know what you're doing.
Well, Lynn did. She was playing Ouija board and asked the presence to do something to prove that it was there.
No.
A candle in the window went out. They all laughed because they thought it was just a coincidence. 2 minutes later, the candle relit itself. They put the board away. Haven't touched one since. There you go, Lynn. Good plan.
Oh, my God. Did you at least close the portal? And I bet you didn't, Lynn. Look up what I'm talking about.
Last word to Elena here on this paranormal day. She says her husband, her stepson, and she have all witnessed the same thing. They all know exactly who it is, too. It is her stepson's mom. They were all with her when she passed prematurely at the age of 39. She would turn on the radio. She would open doors, move pictures, wherever they were in the house. When she was there, that room would get extremely cold. Oh, lots of stories of that kind of thing happening. Elena goes on to say she visited at regular intervals at first, then less and less, but she's always around on Mother's Day.
Aww.
Some paranormal activity. Thank you for sharing that with us here on Yow, your Ottawa webcast.
We got your news nuggets, the nuggets of news, morsels of information ready for you.
I went to battle a lot with my former counselor, Diane Deans, and I'll give her credit. She always responded. She never backed down from an argument. She didn't necessarily see things my way, but she would be willing to listen to me. I am sad, sad, sad to hear the news that she is now entering palliative care. She was first elected to office for the City of Ottawa in 1994 and has been dealing with a battle with ovarian cancer. So wishing her comfort and hope she's surrounded by lots and lots of love. Our thoughts with the family. Five siblings in Western Quebec. Starting the month on a high note, they won $5 million, the winning ticket purchased at Les Galeries de Hull. Francine, Jean-Marc, Monique, Rachel, and Yves Desmarais introduced at a press conference at the Casino de Lac-Limy just the other day.
Oh, congratulations, guys.
As if Loblaws isn't going through enough already with the boycott of their stores, the fire department showed up the other day to have a little look at possible fire code violations for the plexiglass that they put up to apparently help prevent shoplifters. The federal government making it official. Public service workers will have to return to the office 3 days a week beginning in September. Currently, it is 2 days a week. Officials broke ground Wednesday for Thunderhead, the national monument for the 2SLGBTQ+2 people. The monument being constructed right at the foot of the Portage Bridge. And let's do some Ottawa sports. Since the Sens aren't in it, let's talk CFL football. The rookie camp begins next week, May 8th. Training camp officially begins May 12th. Ottawa Redblacks preseason opener May 25th in Hamilton. The first preseason home game, the only preseason home game, is May 31st. Montreal in town taking on your Ottawa Redblacks. And those are your news nuggets.
Sorry, I'm pretty sure I just heard my dog fart.
On that note, how about you bring this segment in?
What you watching this weekend?
Zoe with the remix. All right, some new stuff streaming today. Prom Dates is a new movie, the story of Jess and Hannah, 13-year-olds who make a pact to have the perfect prom. Oh, my God. band Talking Heads recorded a concert movie in 1984. It has been restored to 4K. It's called Stop Making Sense. That concert documentary is now streaming. We talked a lot about Jerry Seinfeld and a new movie he's been working on about the Pop-Tart. Well, guess what? It's streaming now. It's called Unfrosted.
Oh, I think, yeah, it's on Netflix, right?
It is indeed. Who's in that besides, who's not in that? It's probably the shorter
I was going to say, who's not in that film? There's, I saw Amy Schumer, like she's in the film and she posted some photos from set and stuff. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that person's in it. Oh my God, this person's
everybody's in it.
So
yeah.
Everyone's in it. Yeah.
I think he even brings back like Kramer and George and Elaine from Seinfeld. Anyway,
that's amazing.
Also on Netflix, speaking of comedy, brand new comedy special from comedian Cat Williams called Woke Folk.
Oh, yes. I think I saw that being promoted. Yeah.
The title got me right away. I can't wait to see that.
Of course.
And I've seen her comedy before. Very, very funny. Hey, tomorrow is May the 4th. Saturday is May the 4th be with you. Star Wars Day and Disney Plus, of course. Disney owns Star Wars now. Mm-hmm. They got a brand new animated series. It premieres on May the 4th called Star Wars Tales of the Empire. And on Sunday, also on Disney Plus, Monsters at Work, the season premiere. And only one new movie opening in theaters this weekend, The Fall Guy, which I understand Keith is going to review for us next week on the show. So there you go.
Oh, nice.
That is what you're watching. The next question I have is, what you up to for the weekend, Zoe?
I know, well, this evening, and it's the Friday show, so I have to do a huge happy birthday shout out to my stepmom. It Yay. Is her birthday today. We will be going axe throwing, and we will also be headed to a lovely restaurant on Preston afterwards. I did a lovely, very Battle of the Bands-esque invitation for it, so I'm very excited to go. It's our second annual. I've got a bunch of people willing to chop my head off of the first place spot because I won last year, but
you're a little competitive, Zoe. I don't know if you know that about yourself. Yeah.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, I gave her a bunch of options for her birthday of what she wanted to do because I've been planning this, and they responded back being like, we want to do axe throwing again because we want to beat you. Like, and I'm like, all right, like I tried.
My mom's, I want to say 84th birthday is coming up early June. I'm going to suggest axe throwing and see what her reaction is. Actually, we should get her on the show and propose that to her and see what her reaction
It's really fun.
I'm sure.
Really fun. And I'll tell you, like, go to Lumberjack's at City Center.
Right.
They've got a bar beyond the pails downstairs. Great food. Like, it's a good time all around for sure.
I can't see my mom being into that at all. As for me,
I didn't think Janice would be either, but
as for me, I am off to a friend's wedding tomorrow night. So very much looking forward to that. And I'll be DJing it afterwards. Sunday shall be my day of rest. So there you go. Another week of Yow, your Ottawa webcast, Zoe.
And if you like what you heard, spread the word. And as always, ta-ta for now.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. See you later. Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.